Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose Voice for Veterans. On Radio St. Pete, online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
I'm back. And it's early in the afternoon, and we decided that we're going to come on back and do the rest of the story. Veterans Day is always observed officially on November 11th, regardless of the day, of the week, which it falls on. Veterans Day is a national. This is every day all across the country. It's a ceremony. Like most ceremonies around the nation, held on Veterans Day itself, and you know it. U.S. Department of Affairs, VA agency, everybody gets behind this day. And the reason they do get behind this day is because what we have found out officially is that a lot of our veterans naturally observe Memorial Day. But all of America is asked to do this Veterans Day. It is what we know, a great national holiday. And I like to look at it more than a holiday. I like to look at it as a remembrance. And what I mean by remembrance, we don't spend a lot of time remembering Christmas. We observe it. We don't spend a lot of time remembering Thanksgiving. We just observe it. Veterans Day is a holiday that we really observe activities, not just opening presents. A lot of it is prayer. And I'd like to mention that because this is the day that a lot of veterans have to think of their friends they lost. And that's about prayer. Veterans Day is one of those holidays that allows us to think about the military. And let's just use the word military, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, and of course, the new baby in town is called Space Force. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of you military people who stood the test of time. I'm going to give a special shout out to some veterans I know. Morris Robinson, this guy is my son's godfather. He's always supported Veterans Day, no matter where I've been. He showed up and said, okay, Keith, thank you for what you're doing to be a voice for veterans. That's the radio show, Voice for Veterans. I've been doing it for many, many years now. And I want to give a real shout out to my engineer, which is Mr. Tim Goodrich. He's volunteered for years to keep us on the air. We want to thank Tim. Tim's Air Force. Tim's fooled around him. Went out there to the West Coast and did what he had to do and got on back down to Florida. And thank you, Tim, for all you've done. We're also going to thank my friends, Miss Daisy Brown, way up there in Baltimore, a veteran that's always supported us. And she came through the Coast Guard. She came through the auxiliary. She came through all of it. She's a member of one of the posts up there in Baltimore. We thank you, Daisy. We thank you, Paul Murray. And we're going to really thank everybody who voted. The president has arrived again. They call him the Trumpster. Thank God for him. We're praying for this man because he's back leading this country in a direction that he believes and his cabinet believes is the direction to go. We stand with democracy, and we stand with Donald Trump. We thank the Democrats for putting up a candidate. We thank that candidate for doing their job and saying what they need to say about what they believe that the future is done. Democracy is a debate. And it's clear that the Republicans won the debate. So let's all get behind this presidency and let's keep one thing. I had somebody say it and it's perfect. Let's be sure that we do our part and keep his feet to the fire. Keep the actual things that we think that America's going to be great with, make them be accountable for those things that they promised. And that's where I bring in all my veterans, because I know they keep us all accountable, because they make us remember what we had to do in battle to stay where we are. We are going to talk about one place that I always mention, even though it's Veterans Day, the crisis line. Please, when you think that you're having a problem, go to the veteran crisis line. And when you say crisis line, it means just that. If you're having a crisis, call the veteran crisis line. We know that in sometimes that as we do things, we don't think about the crisis that comes with it. But we do think about all the everything else. So I want you to know that there is a crisis line. And I'm not repeating the number right now because I want you all to remember what I'm saying. Veterans Crisis Line. This is Veterans Day coming up. And there may be somebody who needs to call the Veterans Crisis Line. Go online. Veterans Crisis Line. Find them. I have a new person working with me, and they are telling me, please guide more people to the internet. I said, why? He said, because that's the new way. A lot of times people are not listening to radio like they're good. They have to stream it. They have to come online. And guess what? It works. And when I say it works, I mean it works. Veterans Crisis Line. I want you to remember it, because this is a day, if we need it, we'll be there. If you got a phone and you want to do it right, you can just dial 988 and Gush's Crisis Line will pop up. 800-273-8255. I got the way I do it, and I'm going to do it. I want you to be sure. Veterans Crisis Line on Veterans Day. Don't let a veteran think of bad memories and be alone. My mandate is everybody go find a veteran and spend the day. I didn't say buy him breakfast and disappear. Spend the day. Talk to him. Let him give you some information that you don't have. Veterans Crisis Line is important for Veterans Day. Don't forget, you can chat. And if you know how to get on and you chat, call them. Find out how you can do it. How it works, available 24/7, dial 988, then press 1, chat line, or text 838-255. Believe me, it can be done. Do not be alone, and do not let your veterans stand by himself. Go pick them up, take them somewhere, do something, let's do something. And we're thanking all of our military, our veterans. And because I just came through something that made me know, and I'm going to put a picture of me up standing with the Coast Guard and the, I don't know who else they were. I know they were Army. And I went out to a little place where they had devastation, and there they were standing there with two veterans and a bunch of military people cleaning up this area of Florida. So, yes. We dispatch our military to the day. Coast Guard do their job. A lot of people don't pay attention to them, but they're here. And in a hurricane, they showed up. I drove past there yesterday, and a lot of the debris is gone. They are working to clean up the beaches. And I hear things are going pretty good in California. It hasn't shipped, but the veterans are there. I'm going to give a special shout out to my friend, Richard Corselli. And he has the Veterans Health Network. We do a lot with them, so I'm giving a special thank you to that group with, of course, Richard Corselli, and that's the Veterans Health Network. They will be with us at Publix. And guess what? We just announced that the date of December 7th, we'll be doing the Liberty Bowl. Liberty Bowling Alley is doing a veteran thing, and we want you to come out and enjoy us because we like it. When I say Liberty Bowl, I was surprised. I didn't even realize they even had a Liberty Bowl. I love it. I love the name. I love the saying. I love the blame that I'm going to give everybody for not showing up. Thank you so much. And I want to give a shout out to my man, Mr. Buckmaster. He is going to be adding his voice to our radio show on a regular basis. Thank you, Buckmaster. We'll need you, and we're grateful for you. I'm going to give a shout out to my new little old manager, Joint Grace Harmony. She's picked up the ball and making things a lot easier for us to do what we do. I'm going to say it one time. I'll see you at the Super Bowl, big time. But it's Veterans Day coming. I would like for anybody who knows anybody else, if you're hearing this, you can call me directly, 727-280-4779. And this is the radio, and we do podcasts. And thank you, Anthony Myers, for your help in doing our podcast. We want to thank you. And Waddell McGee, Kevin Humes, these all veterans that make this show possible. Thank you for you guys for what you do. And Waddell has finally settled down a little bit. I talk to him not every day like I used to, but he's a veteran that has stood up. And I am helping him with the new name, VSO Plus. VSO Plus, because we know that the standard VSOs, Veteran Service Organizations, have been around for years, and now they have help. I went by a VFW the other day, looking good. Everybody was just as friendly, and there wasn't many people. Now, that's a good sign, but it's also a disturbing sign. Where are the new veterans? They don't go to the VFWs. They don't go to the American Legion. They don't go to Amfets. But they're all still there doing what they do. They have regular activities. And I want to give a special thanks to all our VSOs who have stood up. A lot of them have gone. People are dead. They're not used in the neighborhood. But guess what? There's a new group of VSOs, and I want you to go and find them. A new group of VSOs. They're not as big as the American Legion. They're not as big as Amfets. They're not as big, of course, of all of the other standard VSOs, Veteran Service Organization. But they're here. So, Voice for Veterans is telling you one thing that you got to do: observe Veterans Day and do it with pleasure. Observe Veterans Day, and your mandate is to go find the veteran and spend the day. Let them ride with you. Carry them around. Go. If they've got a car and they want to ride, you ride with them. But stay with them all day. There's a plethora of knowledge in veterans that we're going to need. We're going to need it no matter what we think. Some of the people listening to this show are young military people, young veterans, you know, coming out of Afghanistan, coming out of Iraq. That's a young war. But they are veterans as well. I went to get my passport a couple of years ago on the way to Aruba, and I sat next to a young man. I still got his number. He was just getting out of the military. And I stood there and we chatted and I said, guess what? He said, what? You've always had military in your heart because you're a veteran. And he said, you know, I forgot. I am a veteran now. 21 years old, coming out of the Army, had only been overseas for a short stint, but he had a life coming this way. And he said, man, I'm glad to meet you. So somewhere in time, there was somebody glad to meet me, a voice for veterans. Keep the boss of the beat. I do this because I love it. Thank you. If you happen to be somebody who can support a veteran, please do it. We have a certificate that we now give out for those who really do support veterans. I got my own. I gave myself. We support vets too, is our mandate. And the campaign. It's been going on for 5 years, and we're still doing it. We're awarding certificates for those who support veterans, too. We're grateful for those who say, thank you for your service, but I am passing that to the new generation. Be able to say, we support vets, too. If you're a church, if you're a school, if you're an airlines, if you're a retail store, if you happen to be a government contractor and you didn't serve, but you do work for the government, say, we support vets too. We're coming out of certificates to hang out on the wall. And guess what? This is now coming up Veterans Day. And the rest of the adventure is that what I came to say. Over and out with a shout. We'll catch you next week. Over and out with a shout.